what this virus is doing to chain store employees, the end of a bleak financial quarter, and what about the food pantries for the needy? I'm David Brancaccio. Given the virus, Macy's is now furloughing most of its 125,000 employees. All the company's 775 locations, including Bloomingdale's, have been closed since March 18th. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Macy's says it's already done what it can financially, like drawing down from its line of credit and suspending dividend payments. Now, it has to reduce its workforce. Joel Bynes at Alex Partners says expect other department stores to follow suit and also ask for things like rent deferrals as we roll over into a new month and payments are due.
This is the week that we'll begin to see some of those announcements start to come out, either formally or informally.
The digital side of Macy's business will remain open, including its distribution and call centers. Denise Dalhoff at the Conference Board says a lot of big retailers are already trying to sell this season's clothes at a discount online.
Much of the merchandise is sitting in stores now. So when stores reopen, there will be older merchandise that retailers want to clear.
Macy's says its furloughed employees will get health insurance through May and that it hopes to bring people back on a staggered basis as soon as it's able to resume business. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Now, workers walked off the job yesterday at an Amazon warehouse in New York's Staten Island amid coronavirus safety concerns. It's emerged that the retailer has now fired the employee who organized that work action. Marketplace's Andy Euler is following this. Andy, what's the former employee and Amazon saying?
So Chris Smalls, an Amazon Fulfillment Center employee in New York, said the company fired him last night after he led the strike. He told Bloomberg TV that because he, quote, tried to stand up for something that's right, the company decided to retaliate against him. Amazon confirmed that it fired Smalls, but said it was due to his lack of coronavirus safety regulations.
Okay, violating those is what they say. And we're seeing pushback elsewhere in the company?
So later today, some staff at Amazon-owned Whole Foods around the country plan to call in sick to demand the grocer pay a hazard pay or double the current hourly wages, along with other health protections. The Whole Foods employee that I spoke with here in Austin said there were murmurings of that planned strike, but, quote, just speculation, and that there hasn't been any word from higher-ups, is what she told me.
Now, for Amazon, there is an opportunity to be seen as a crucial resource in an emergency here?
Sure. It's a challenging one, without a doubt. Eric McNulty, an expert in crisis leadership at Harvard, told the Financial Times that Amazon could be a hero or could end up the villain if they wind up putting people in harm's way. Now, Jeff Bezos decided a few weeks ago that only essential goods, that's medical supplies and other household staples, will be allowed into its warehouses. That's why some customers are seeing such long wait times on the orders.
Andy, thank you. There are just a few more hours until the end of the accounting quarter, and those quarterly investment statements will, in many cases, reflect the worst performance since the great financial crisis of 2008. With one trading day left in this quarter, the S&P 500, a widely held stock index, is down 19.3%. The Chinese government today said factories rebounded strongly in March as things reopened there after the coronavirus shutdown. The key stock index in Hong Kong went up 1.9% today. Here, the S&P future is little changed. As many of us try to hunker down with weeks of provisions, food pantries, food banks, and soup kitchens are having a problem with staffing and logistics. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Thomas Neve, founder of Reaching Out Services, a food pantry in Brooklyn, is focused on avoiding germs, like the rest of us. He's moving food pickup to the sidewalk. He shops for plastic bags so people don't bring their own. He's staggering shifts so workers stay healthy.
Because if something happens to our own staff, we're going to close down indefinitely anyway until things all clear. That could be months from now.
Closing down would leave up to 10,000 families out of food. That's how many families are registered at the pantry. He's also worried about finding enough meals if they all show up.
And are we ready for it? No. Simple as that.
Food pantries around the country are struggling to get food out fast and safe. And that's not all. Jen Tennant is the Hunger Response Director at Northwest Harvest, a food bank that supports hundreds of pantries in Washington state.
Our biggest challenge right now is trying to figure out how do we find people who clearly need food but are unable to come out to a food bank.
She says half of the people who visit their pantries are older adults who need to stay home. So pantries are mobilizing. They're posting social media call-outs. They're hiring translators. They're renting vans for delivery.
Having the people power to do transportation and delivery and to change our model is really important, and that's our second concern.
With movement restrictions, it's been hard to staff up. Tennant says pantries especially rely on corporate volunteer days. And experts say the logistics will get tougher to solve. Judy Bartfeld teaches food security at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
There's a lot of specifics about this situation that make this particularly risky for food insecure households. So it's in many ways, I think, a perfect storm.
People who are food insecure often have health problems, and they can't afford to stock up and hunker down. So they're more likely to get sick. And for families with kids, losing school lunches will eat into SNAP benefits. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And in the midst of everything, we're also tracking the expectation that today the Trump administration will trigger the rollback of Obama-era vehicle efficiency standards. The administration's own analysis points to more polluted air and the loss of auto industry jobs since car companies and suppliers had ramped up to meet the old rules. The administration says this will make it easier for consumers to buy the less fuel-efficient vehicles they like. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manrique-Sren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.